here. We'll have that ear that is open each and every day to what you're wanting to say. We will wake up, we will treasure the word. We'll wake up and want to hear the word. We'll listen to your Holy Spirit. We'll hide your commands within us. We'll treasure them in our heart, tie them around our neck so that morning by morning when we awake, they speak to us. Father, help us to hear. Help us to listen. Help us to walk with you. Lord, we love you. We are so grateful for your goodness to us. Lord, continue to give our leaders wisdom as they make choices. Father, continue to give our first line medical people your grace and keep them healthy. And God, I really want to pray in addition for those who are in a hospital room by themselves. Their family can't come see them. The only people they see are medical staff. And Lord, many times they're dressed up in a lot of just protective gear. And they're just longing for some kind of touch, Lord. Many of them are hurting. Some of them may even be dying. Oh, God, please move into those rooms and take care of those precious people. Let them know they're loved. Let them know that you love them. And even though any other human, except maybe a doctor or a nurse, can't get in there, let them know that you're there. And may you comfort their heart. And may you give them your grace and your love in abundance. Lord, I pray that you'll take care of them, whether they recover or whether it's their time to leave this life. I pray you take care of them, and I pray most of all they know the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we love you, we bless you, we praise you, and we ask that you would do all these things so that Christ would be exalted. That's why we pray it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would, I'm just going to sing our fellowship song, and we'll be dismissed, God willing, until next week. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And be gracious unto thee, the Lord lift up his countenance on thee and give thee peace. May God bless you and may God remind you every single day that he loves you and that he wants to bring his word to impact your life. Two things. Next Sunday, 6:25 a.m. sunrise service via Facebook Live. And then just let you know, starting tomorrow around noon, we'll continue in our day by day in Paul's letter to the Philippians. God bless. Hope you have a marvelous week.